The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations to which they have come, and gather them from all sides to bring them back to their land. I will make them one nation upon the land, in the mountains of Israel, and there shall be one prince for them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. No longer shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions. I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy and cleanse them so that they may be my people and I may be their God. My servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all. They shall live by my statutes and carefully observe my decrees. They shall live on the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, the land where their fathers lived. They shall live on it forever. They and their children's children, with my servant David, their prince forever. I will make with them a covenant of peace. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will multiply them and put my sanctuary among them forever. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thus the nations shall know that it is I, the Lord, who make Israel holy, when my sanctuary shall be set up among them forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant isles and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him. And then the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation. But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into the one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, What do you think? That he will come to the feast? That he will not come to the feast? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, when we listen to the gospel, we see that there is a prophecy, and it's Caiaphas who does the prophecy. And he does it as high priest. He doesn't even know he's doing it. You know, and so this is what God prophesies, that Jesus, it says, he will not die. He prophesies that Jesus was going to die for the nation. Now, that includes you. That includes me. Jesus Christ died for us. And so the first thing that should make us is grateful. You know, and we're going to talk a lot about that this week as we tomorrow enter in the Holy Week, that everything Jesus did this whole week was for us. It was for you. And so this week needs to be personal. We need to enter in deeper to our relationship. It's not just about the ritual. It's about the relationship, this relationship with Jesus. So first of all, you got to be grateful this whole week, as every day. Jesus, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you that you did all this for me. And that's very important, because if not, then we get stuck in ourselves about, you know, I can't go to Mass, I can't do this, I can't do that. And we become people that just focus on about me, it's all about me. And it is for Jesus, but that isn't should be in our mind. That should not be what we're focusing on. It's all about me and how it's going to be hard for me. It should be a life of gratitude. Jesus, you would die for me. That's the first part. But the second part is this needs, Jesus did this as an example. That everything we do, it shouldn't be done for us. It should be done for him and for others. Again, I've said it a million times. Take a look at the cross. See the cross? It's in the center there. There's not one thing on that cross Jesus did for himself. He did it for us and for the Father. And so that got to mean for us that we don't do our spiritual life for ourselves. We also don't do it so I can go to heaven and come on. We do it for the good of others, right? I have in my breviary, which we say the breviary, I'm up at, you know, 355 is always saying my breviary, and I have in the very beginning of my breviary, when I go to it every day, I have this little card. And on one side of the card is Teresa Avila. I was ordained a deacon on her feast day in 1988, October 15th. And it says, God alone suffices. That reminds me every day that God alone got to be what I'm about. He's enough for me. But then on the back, it's a quote from St. Clement. And it says, the greater a man seems to be, the more humbly he ought to act. And the more zealous he should be for the common good rather than his own. That we need to always be about the common good, not just our good. I'm finishing a 24-hour fast, and as I'm finishing it, you know, yesterday I was getting hungry, and I have a big thing of oranges on a table, and I go, one orange. I go, nope, I'm fasting for these people. I'm fasting for them. I'm fasting that they would be cured. I'm fasting for them. So that anything you and I do, whatever penance that we're doing, don't waste it on yourself. Do it for the good of others. So this week, when you're getting crazy or you're getting lonely, say, Lord, I take this and I gladly do this for the good of, you can say one person, think about a person who doesn't know God, or I do this for everyone who's struggling right now. And then when you and I do that, we become one with Christ on the cross that doesn't do anything for ourselves, but for the will of the Father and for the good of others, for the common good. So let's do what we do for God and for others, and not just for ourselves. And then this week's going to be a great week. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.